This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Borg here with you from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway. Racing people in Alberta have received some good news for a change. More race dates. Alberta Downs at Lacombe will host the dates next summer, and already the excitement is building. We'll talk to Fred Gillis, Executive Director of the Alberta Standardbred Horse Association, on this edition of Trot Radio. With me on the other end of my line is Fred Gillis, Executive Director, Alberta Standardbred Horse Association. Fred, what's your take on the new dates for 2010?
Actually, Norm, I'm quite pleased with the situation we have going on in this province, as you're well aware of. There's only so many locations that we could race. We've been lucky enough to get Alberta Downs to come into the picture in a big way for 2010. And in actuality, I believe we end up with about 11 more race days than we had in 2009.
Well, that is encouraging. Now, a little bit of a confusion on my part, and I'm trying to read through the lines on this. There were cutbacks, for example, in the harness dates and T-bred dates at Northlands, and according to some of the newspaper reports, that was perhaps a message by the government to the Horsemen's Association to pay up the loans it owes to Horse Racing Alberta, and not to mention Ivanhoe Cambridge, the developer of Balzac. What do you draw from that?
Well, the cutback of days this year, I think, was more of where the slot revenue was in, and HRA being fiscally responsible, they decided to take a few days away from both breeds. But going forward, I mean, Balzac is in the picture somewhat. I believe they have a hearing on their credit protection either tomorrow or the next day, and we'll see what results in that. But, you know, I believe HRA will act in the best interest of all parties involved.
Well, certainly the 50 days over at Lacombe is going to be a real shot in the arm. We're glad it worked out for you, and we're glad you're happy with that.
Well, it is. You know, Norm, it's the best, again, I say, that we can do with what we have. It is, at least with Lacombe, it's in the Edmonton-Calgary corridor,
right,
so that the owners, 90% of them live in that corridor, and they have access to go see their horse race, you know, as opposed to Grand Prairie, who's, you know, really been helpful to us the last past bunch of years, but it's not owner-friendly up there.
I can see what you mean. Certainly this is a step in the right direction, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, and, you know, if we stabilize DA track in Calgary, Lacombe would still be a beautiful facility to be used in the future, you know, for B racing or for, you know, special event type things.
Yeah, well, I would think it would even be suitable as an A-track from what I hear about what's in store. It should be a very impressive building.
Yes, and he's, you know, he's got his permits now to build the grandstand, and we've had Ron Griff, who worked for Northlands 29 years, come out and actually set up the racetrack. You know, he's alleviated a lot of the problems we had in the spring, so, you know, I'm pretty optimistic it's going to go over good.
Well, Fred Gillis, Executive Director of Alberta Standardbred Horse Association, glad you're happy and glad you could be on Trot Radio.
Thanks a lot, Norm.
And that'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Borg Communications.